We're in Simin Tav Kuf Pei Aleph and Sif Beis. The Rama is discussing the fast of Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he says, "Imchal bris milah be'erev Rosh Hashanah yicholim lechol." If a bris milah falls out on Erev Rosh Hashanah, then you're able to eat, even if you normally fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you're eating at a sudas bris milah, you're one of the balei bris, then you're allowed to start eating already in the morning. If you're the avi haben, or you're the moel, or you're the sandik, and if you're not, if you're just invited to the sudas, so then you're allowed to eat at the Suda, and then the rest of the day. And the Magen Avraham writes, as well, anytime there is a mixas choli, if someone is a little sick, then you're allowed to be lenient on this kind of fast also, and you don't need to do Ataras Nedarim or anything like that, unless you are someone who fasts even more than what the Tzibur normally fasts. But if you just fast what the Tzibur normally fasts, in these situations, then if you're a little bit sick, you can be lenient on such a fast. The Rama continues, Rabim Nogin Lechol B'Erev Rosh Hashanah Kodom Alos HaShachar. Many of the minhag to eat before Alos HaShachar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even if they're going to fast the rest of the day, Mishim Chukos Ha'akam Shayin Nogin Lazanos B'Erev Chageihem, because the non-Jews used to have a custom where they would fast on the eve of their holidays. V'Yicholon Lechol B'Lo Tznai Acha Shekin Nagu. So we learned in Hilchos Tainis that when there's a fast during the day, once you go to sleep, you're not able to eat or drink in the morning, even if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that, unless you made a tanai before you went to sleep, that I'm planning on eating if I wake up before Alos HaShachar. The fast doesn't actually start until Alos HaShachar, but if when you went to sleep, you didn't have in mind to eat before Alos HaShachar, then if you happen to wake up, you would not be able to eat once you've gone to sleep. However, the Rama says that in this situation, this kind of fast, you'd be allowed to eat before Alos HaShachar, even if you didn't make such a tanai. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays the minhag is not to eat before Alos HaShachar, rather we just drink coffee or tea or something like that before going to shul, because the slichos are so early, so everyone has a coffee or something like that. But for sure, once Amar HaShachar hits, you're not allowed to eat or drink at all. Siv Gimel, Ein Noflin, Al Panehem Be'erev Rosh Hashanah Betfila, Afal Pisha Noflin Al Panehem Bashmor Saslichos. We don't say Tachanun on Erev Rosh Hashanah morning in davening, even though in Slichos we do say it. So at the end of Slichos, before davening, we'll say Tachanun, but in the middle of davening, we don't say Tachanun because it is an Erev Yontif just like all other Erev Yontifs. And we say Tachanun at Slichos, even if it's going to be after Alos HaShachar, and therefore it's Erev Yontif, and really you wouldn't say it, because since most of the time the Slichos are supposed to be before Alos HaShachar, and therefore the Tachanun fall out before Alos HaShachar, they establish that you always say Tachanun as part of the Slichos, even though you won't say it as Tachanun as part of the davening. If one is making a bris, there's a discussion of how much of Slichos is actually said on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And one should consult the posek as to how to act in such a situation. The Rama adds, "Ve'ein token be'Erev Rosh Hashanah." We don't blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. There are two reasons given. One is in order to separate between the optional tkios of Elul and the obligatory tkios of Rosh Hashanah. But therefore, if that is the reason, then if you want to practice blowing shofar, you would be allowed to do so, because you have enough of a break from the fact that you're not blowing it in shul on that day. And another reason given is in order to confuse the satan, and if that's the reason, then you shouldn't be blowing shofar at all, even to practice. Siv Dalid, Mechapsin and Mestabin b'Erev Rosh Hashanah. We wash our clothes, do laundry, and we get haircuts, shave Erev Rosh Hashanah, in order to show that we are very confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to find us not guilty in our judgment. And that's why we try to prepare ourselves for a special day by looking good. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, still, you shouldn't dress in your finest clothes or anything like that, because we still have a fear of the judgment upon us. So we're torn, and on the one hand, we're excited because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to find us not guilty, but on the other hand, we are still being judged. So you try to find the balance in between of getting haircuts, etc., and looking good, but not wearing your finest clothing. And when it comes to wearing a kittel on Rosh Hashanah, so the Mata Ephraim writes that there are some places that have the minhag to wear a kittel on Rosh Hashanah, and there are some who have just the Shliach Tzibur wears it on Rosh Hashanah, and some who have it that only on Yom Kippur, so one should follow their practice. In terms of when the ideal time to get a haircut and to shave, some say it's ideal to do it before Chatzos, and others say after Chatzos is fine as well.